Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast with your host, Mike Campion. If you are passionate about the cleaning industry, you are in the right place. Love what you hear? Spread the word and tell the cleaning world this is the place to be. Want more? Check out www.growmycleaningcompany.com for free online video trainings, free ebook downloads, free blog posts, and of course, all the podcast episodes. Everything you need to grow your cleaning company is at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. And now, on with the show.
All right, welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast, the place for everything you need to know to grow your cleaning company. If you love the show, and I know you do, be a pal and tell a friend so I can actually buy my dog the good dog food. Today, we are chatting with Clint from Crown Jewel Cleaning. Crown Jewel specializes in health-based cleaning services for commercial and residential customers. Clint's got over 7 years' experience in the cleaning industry and is planning on rapidly expanding his business to meet the needs of his community. That's why he's here. To Clint, cleaning is more than just removing stains and dust. It's about preventing disease and eliminating harmful bacteria. When you want to reach out to Clint and his team, you can get a hold of him at www.cclint, J as in, I'm guessing Clint's middle initial, cjcleaning.info. Clint, say hello to Cleaning Nation.
Hello there.
I am fired up to have you, my friend. That intro got me fired up. I love people that kind of love the cleaning business, but they've got a bigger, badder kind of method to the madness. And that's really cool that your focus is on really helping people stay healthy. And you do that through cleaning as opposed to just, like you said, removing stains and dust.
Correct.
Cool. So how did you, tell us a little bit about you. How did you get into the business and how did you come about your unique kind of philosophy for business?
I began in the commercial cleaning business around 7 years ago, and I quickly worked my ranks up from just being a part-time employee all the way up to being a full-time manager and essentially running all the facets of the business operations. And but unfortunately, I had a few bad experiences with a certain company, and I left them, and I had joined two other cleaning companies a few months afterwards and also had more bad experiences with those companies as well. So I basically just got fed up with the industry and thought that the only person who could do a decent job that would benefit the customers, the employees, and the community would be my job if I could start my own business.
Well, congratulations on that, and nice job on getting the bigger picture of not just trying to make a buck, not that there's anything wrong with that, but you know, really wanting to be a benefit to the community, to your employees, to who you serve, as well as to yourself and your family. That's awesome, man.
Mm-hmm.
So that said, before we jump into the coaching, tell me, are you where do you live? Where's your company out of? Do you have wife, kids, dog, fish? What's going on over there?
Well, I was born and raised in Wausau, Wisconsin, which is about 2 hours west of Green Bay. Currently single, never been married. Not sure if I ever want to go down that route because I'm a busy guy as it is already. And I'm also currently a full-time college student pursuing a degree in healthcare administration.
Perfect. So you've got, sounds like you've got enough irons in the fire and enough things going on without family.
That's about as good as you can put it.
All right, man. Well, cool. Thanks for sharing that. All right. Let's jump into a little bit of coaching and see if we can actually find a cool way or a couple cool ways to grow your cleaning company. What one specific thing can I help you with today?
The biggest challenge that I have faced has been finding funding for my business in order to grow it quicker and more effectively.
Perfect. Okay, cool. Thanks for asking that because I think that's it's a unique question we haven't jumped on before. Before I start giving you feedback, let me ask a couple other questions just so I can make sure I give you a coaching that matches your real need. So what what have you tried so far in terms of getting funding?
Could you repeat that? You broke up a little bit there.
Oh, sorry about that. What have you tried so far in terms of getting funding?
So far, I've reached out to all of my bankers, accountants, angel investors, the Small Business Administration, and other online investors. So far, no luck, and their primary reason being that I have zero formal business ownership experience in my past.
Really? Okay. Well, you know, I've been doing this for 20 years, but 20 years ago, I didn't have any experience either, and neither did anyone when they started. So, okay, cool. So you've so far tried kind of just standard business, you know, just banks and, you know, kind of the usual suspects. Is that fair?
Pretty much, yes.
Okay. Second, what do you need the money for? What are you trying to use the money to grow? Like, how much do you need? What are you trying to, just so, again, there's different answers require, or, you know, different needs require different answers. So what are you trying to use the money for, and what kind of size loan are you looking for?
The main thing I want to use the money for is to purchase additional equipment, such as floor burnishers, carpet extractors, and I would also be interested in purchasing a company vehicle as soon as possible and using that as one of my primary marketing machines. So I'm looking for anywhere between about $5,000 and $40,000.
Okay, perfect. That gives me a lot. That gives me a really good foundation to help on, because again, some guys are like, hey, I'm trying to buy a building for $500,000, and that's a totally different conversation than what you're talking about. So good. I've got two or three things that I think will help you. And the good news is I think there are a lot of people out there in Cleaner Nation that have got that same question or very similar question. So hopefully we can help everybody at once. All right. First of all, I'm going to give you a little foundational stuff. I have found in my business, and I've done, gosh, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars of lines of credit and flat loans, and I've done all that, you know, kind of nonsense. And what I found personally is I needed either creativity or money, but rarely both. And most of the time when I do the money, I found for me personally, and again, I'm not trying to preach at you. I've been doing this 20 years, and this is just what's worked and not worked for me, is the banks, you know, they're kind of like that. You know, they, as soon as the weather's nice, they want to give you an umbrella. But when the rain clouds start coming, they want it back. So I've right. not had the best. I've loaned and paid back, like I said, probably millions of dollars of loans at this point. And if I had to, if you were my, you know, private coaching client, I would do everything I could to help avoid and try and grow that cash organically without taking on debt. That said, since that's not what you asked me, I'll still answer your question, but I just wanted to give you the foundational piece. And the other thing is, I found, honest to God, creativity is generally better than the money. Money's, I don't want to say the lazy man's, but it's kind of almost the easy way out. If someone throws a bunch of money at you, you can make some really bad decisions because you didn't have to be creative or figure it out or really think through what you needed. And you can do stuff like buy a vehicle, which may or may not have a return on investment. Whereas if you have to figure out how to get it done, oftentimes you're forced to think through the process a little more. So I would definitely encourage you to get some creativity and get crystal clear on exactly what the money's going to be for and what kind of return on investment you're going to get. So that said, the other thing I don't want to do is spend, because we've only got, you know, 10 or 20 minutes here for these shows, I don't want to spend a bunch of time on how to prepare a commercial loan application, because it sounds like you've been down that road enough times and you're not saying, well, here, let me show you how to, you know, apply for and get turned down for another 20 loans. So we'll talk about some more creative things of how I would go about getting that money if the need be. First of all, okay, I would look for the guy or gal or company selling me that stuff. So if you're gonna go, you know, say you need a burnisher, some floor equipment, first thing, if you haven't already done this, partner with somebody that does that, right? So a lot of people say, oh, I don't have the 40 grand or 50 grand I need for a truck mount extractor or the good floor equipment or a bunch of stripping stuff. Before, you can still sell that. So you might find somebody that will do it for you wholesale. You sell those accounts and then you can still make the money for that. So say you've got a commercial client that you're, you know, doing $1,500 a month and he needs a floor job. You just say, yep, I can handle it. You have the guy that you're a gal or company that you're contracted with come in there. They give you a wholesale price of $500 or $600. You charge them $800 and you're done. And that makes you $300 or $400. Without having to do a lot, and then you do 10 or 20 of those jobs, all of a sudden you can buy that piece of equipment for cash yourself. So before you get the loan, I would definitely consider, have you partnered yet with somebody that does your floor work or your carpet work for you so you can at least still be making money while you're working out a solution for buying the equipment yourself?
Yes, I have, but so far I have not been able to use their services because I have had no customers who have needed those particular services yet.
Okay, and just so you know, I promise we're going to get to where to get the money, but this, I think, is a more interesting conversation. That's one thing I think of. So right now, it didn't cost you anything to have access to his $50,000 or $100,000 worth of stuff, and you haven't made any money off of it. So I don't know that I would really want to, because, you know, with even if you were able to get the loan, money's always finite, right? Your time and your money are you've only got so much of it. So you've got to make sure that you're spending time, almost more importantly, but money as well, on the things that are going to bring you a good return on your investment. So it sounds like if you don't have a lot of call or haven't been able to sell a lot of floor work or carpet work, I don't know that even if I did get a loan, I don't think that's where I'd apply the money. So I think you've got you're putting the egg before the chicken or chicken before the egg, whichever the wrong way is. I would focus on creating a system of attracting floor and carpet jobs where you've got maybe 500 or 1,000 bucks a month coming in from subcontracting those out. And then, like I said, creatively, you can put that money aside. And then once you've got the $5,000, you can buy the stuff yourself or just go, well, forget it. That guy's doing all the work. I'm doing nothing. And I still get, you know, a third of the money. I'm just going to stay on that. So I would definitely warn you, if you haven't made a lot of money doing that yet, I don't know that I'd spend a bunch of money on a fancy burnisher that just sat there and, you know, you admired it. That's the first piece. The second,
correct. And I have.
Go ahead.
And I have. I had, I would say, roughly 7 customers who, potential customers who would be willing to hire me for their floor work if I had the equipment. But since I don't have the equipment and would be subcontracting to another cleaning company, they would not want my business. They would not want that company to take care of their floor work.
Yeah, so I wouldn't highlight that it's not your company. You can give them, you know, you're paying them, whether you pay him on a 1099 or a W-2 or whatever your arrangement is. Just like I'm assuming, is your business to the point where you have employees yet, or do you do the cleaning yourself?
Currently still cleaning myself, but I have a dozen lined up for when I get enough customers.
Okay, cool. So, which is just so you know, half the coaching I do is on how to get employees. So that's really almost a trickier piece of it than the other. But just so you know, most of your customers are, especially the commercial size, are not going to expect you're going to be cleaning. They expect that you've got an employee, someone that you've contracted with to do the cleaning. So when I sold the job to the customer, I wouldn't say, hey, I'm going to subcontract some other guy out. Just you know, obviously they don't expect you to be there in a truck. I would have that guy and say, hey, when you come here, I need a truck that's not marked up with your logos. I need you to wear my shirt just like you would with my whatever, and I'll pay you. So you're really... Again, I think it's probably being presented wrong to the customer if they're balking at, well, I don't want a contractor. What's the difference, right? They expect you to be, whether the guy's really, all the difference is, are you paying the carpet and floor guy W-2 or 1099? It really makes no difference to them as long as they're insured and he's doing a good job. So I would, again, first and foremost, encourage that guy, find a guy that doesn't have a bunch of, and if that's what they do, they wholesale out for other people, they should have trucks that don't have a bunch of stuff. You could even buy a little magnet to put on your car when you clean or their truck when you do it that has your logo. Put them in your uniforms and wada bing, wada bang, there's your guy, right? Who owns the equipment really doesn't make any difference to them as long as you're responsible for the billing and the insurance and all that good stuff. So I would really, and again, I don't want to change the subject, but I'd really reconsider the sales process you're using to get those jobs. Because it really should make a difference of, you know, subcontracted or employee, or you do it yourself, as long as the job's getting done right and your company's covering the workman's comp and the insurance and all that, it shouldn't really be a problem. All right, that said, if absolutely you're at the point where you want to borrow some money and it's for a burnisher or a car, I would go to the sellers, the purveyors of burnishers and cars. Have you checked with the... any of your folks and say, hey, I need financing, 90 days or 120 days or a year, most of the time they'll offer you some sort of financing incentive to buy from them.
I have done that and I have had no luck with that either.
That's unusual. That, in my humble opinion, that means you're probably dealing with the wrong guy because they can repossess the stuff or even talk to, and again, this is where the creativity comes. Say, do you ever get used pieces in where it's broken and you have to take it back and maybe I could buy one of those or... just come to them and say, and I would bring the weight of your entire account on that decision. So I'd say, hey, I'm looking for a janitorial supply company. Would you be willing to be that person? Now, here's what I'm looking for in the relationship. And I'd say, you know, I'd want to get billed net 30 every once a month. I want to, you know, have you guys deliver twice a month. And I want to be able to buy equipment from you guys. And they're going to say, yes, we want to sell equipment to you. That's fantastic. You go, great. Here's the finance. What financing do you offer? And I would make that a part of your entire package. So you're not just going to a bunch of strangers saying, hey, can I get financing on your equipment? I would go to people saying, I'm looking to start an entire business relationship. Part of what I need is equipment. And part of what I need for that equipment is some sort of financing. And if I have to take used equipment or work with you or be creative somehow, I'll do that. Or even if I have to rent the equipment from you for a time and then purchase it on some sort of rent to own. Again, creativity is a thing, right? If you first of all, I think you can pay somebody else to do it. Second of all, if you need access to the equipment, like if you just can't do it, you can rent the equipment from somebody. And it may not be as profitable, but still you can use that money to actually buy the stuff cash. And very rarely, if you're buying enough janitorial supplies, have I found them giving me at least any grief about, and I'm in Arizona, maybe in your part of the country it's different. They've been usually very anxious to throw terms and money, and they just want to deepen the business relationship. So I would move the conversation from can I borrow money to let's have a nice deep business relationship. And then same with the car dealership, right? If you go to buy a car, they're usually going to go financing, right? If you just go to a bank and say, hey, I want a car for my or a truck for my business, that to them is high risk. But if you just go to a car dealership and I just want a truck, unless you've got bad credit, which is a different issue, 9 times out of 10, you get yourself a truck. And again, I still wouldn't recommend that right off the bat. Second thing we could do, go ahead. Questions, comments, rude remarks here in the middle?
No, so far I've actually agreed with everything you've said.
Cool. All right. I'll give you one last thing and then we'll move on to the lightning round. I don't know how many customers you have or how you bill, but that's one of the beautiful things about being in the cleaning industry. I always did, everything was due first of the month, similar with real estate, right? When you move into a building, you don't pay at the end of the month for last month. You pay on the first for the upcoming month. That's how I billed all of my customers all the time. That was just it. We did auto debit. So I recommend auto debit so you don't have to send bills and do a bunch of collections. And this guy pays on the 20th and this guy pays on this. And he's always late and he's always on time. You've got 47 different deals with 47 different people. I just do an auto debit for everybody on the first of the month. And if I haven't received payment by the 5th, service stops. So that is a way, if you're not doing it, to get cash flow. If you're doing $20,000 a month in business and you're collecting all over the place, just moving to, hey, everybody, we now pay on the first of the month. It's all due at the first of the month. You'll get $20,000 all right at the beginning, all at the first of the month. That's cash that you can use to invest in equipment.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Cool. All right. Before we hit the lightning, hopefully that was helpful. And again, I would just really encourage you. I don't think what you need is more capital. I think what you need is more creativity. I think there's a lot of ways you can get the result that you want. Renting the equipment, borrowing the equipment, subcontracting out the equipment. I think there's lots of ways to do it. And I wouldn't settle for, I can't grow my business because I don't have the cash. That's one of the beautiful things about the cleaning industry is it's not a capital intensive business to get into. So I know lots of people that started with, including myself, that started with nothing and built up to a pretty good size company without having to do any debt. All right. That said, hopefully that was helpful. Again, I know I talk fast, but that's why it's a podcast. It's recorded. Go back and listen to it. Let's hit the lightning round. This is your opportunity to contribute to Cleaner Nation and give them some of the benefit of your experience. So I'm going to give you three quick questions. You're going to give me three genius answers. Question one, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received?
Best piece of advice I've ever received is to never be afraid to set high goals for yourself.
Never be afraid to set high goals for yourself. Man, is that good advice. You just start with that. You're 100% farther than a lot of people in this world. All right, let's flip the coin and talk about the bad side. This is one of my favorite questions because it makes for some good stories, and I think it saves a lot of headache and drama for Cleaning Nation. What's the biggest mistake you've ever made in the cleaning business that you can share and maybe save us some headache out here?
Biggest mistake I've ever made in the cleaning business is not going out on my own sooner.
You know what? It's so funny when you said you had a bad experience with somebody and were forced to leave. I was thinking in my head, that might have been the best thing in your life, man. Had that guy or gal or company treated you well, you might still be stuck there. We may not be having this conversation as we speak.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So yeah, that's, you heard it first from Clint. Cleaner Nation out there listening, that you're wanting to go on your own, you're scared to go out on your own. The best, biggest mistake Clint made was not going out on his own sooner. Do you have, you know, before we move to the third question, do you have any words of encouragement for guys or gals out there that want to go out on their own, but they're scared?
It is a scary venture. I'm not going to lie, but once you actually get your business started, it's the most relaxing feeling in the world, even if things aren't going well immediately.
Man, that is so well said. I really appreciate that because I feel like sometimes as a coach that's been doing this forever, I say it and people are like, oh yeah, but you know, it's not scary for you. You've done this forever. So I really appreciate you encouraging Cleaner Nation out there that's on the fence that, you know, hey, if Clint can do it, you guys can do it. And if he feels his biggest mistake was not doing it sooner, learn from his mistakes, people. All right, last question. And you really knocked the first two out of the park, so I have high hopes for this one, Clint. What is the number one most actionable item owners of cleaning companies can put into practice today to most drastically improve their lives and or their businesses?
Don't shy away from working hard. If you're not willing to work hard and put in sometimes maybe 100 hours per week once in a while, then I don't think this business or any business is right for you.
Dude, you are preaching to the choir. I couldn't have said that better. There is so many rewards. I just couldn't agree more. I agree. There's so many rewards to being a small business owner. But man, if you just want to sit in the easy chair and let it all happen, you're in for a nasty surprise. That is such good advice. Yep. Do not be afraid of hard work. Go ahead. You get the last word, sir.
I guess the only other advice I have for other current or prospective cleaning company owners is to never listen to people who tell you you can't do it, and always do whatever you think is best for yourself, for your customers, for your employees, and for your community. Never place money above anything else.
God, you keep going on this way. I'm going to have you coach me up if that's all right. You got some great stuff, Clint. I really appreciate
it. Depends on how you pay me.
That's the right answer. All right. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for sharing your passion and your desire to grow. I appreciate you. Cleaning Nation appreciates you. If you want to check out Clint's show notes page and discover everything you need to grow your cleaning company, go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com. There's all the podcast episodes. There's downloads. There's webinars. Everything you need. You can leave your questions, your comments, your rude remarks. I will see you there.
Congratulations! You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer Natalie at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.